Sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Drive Time Show exclusively on Vaughan Radio. But it's also available on podcast. It is exclusive to Vaughan Radio, but we do offer podcasts of these programs. You can find them on iVox.com. You can also find The Drive Time Show on Spotify. So be sure to search in your favorite platform for The Drive Time program. My name is Kyle Miller. We're into our third half hour. The final half hour of today's show, in fact, and we're going to begin by going back in time and having a look at today in history. Today in history! Well, today in history, as we go back to 1991, we have the start of the Gulf War. On this day, the ground offensive of the Gulf War was launched, and the war had actually started on January 16th under the name Operation Desert Storm. And after 6 weeks of intensive bombing against Iraq and its armed forces, the United States-led coalition launched a ground invasion of Kuwait and Iraq. Now, it was conducted under the command of the U.S. General Norman Schwarzkopf, and it featured forces from 32 nations, 32 countries involved, including Britain, Egypt, France, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and more. And the war took place in response to Iraq's invasion and the annexation of Kuwait. Iraqi ground forces were basically helpless by the end of the day, and the army had effectively folded, while 10,000 of its troops were held as prisoners. And in less than 4 days, Kuwait was liberated, and Iraq pledged to honor future coalition and UN, United Nations, peace terms. So that worked fairly well. Now, born on this day, let's go back to 1955. Born on this day, Steve Jobs. the founder of Apple Computers, was born in 1955. The man who really saw the way that computers would, the role, I guess, that computers would play in our lives. Also a man who hates buttons, right? He had a phobia of buttons. He didn't like having a lot of buttons, so he really popularized the idea of the touchscreen, which have really invaded our world, making life, I suppose, easier. Also, if you look at the iPad, there's basically one button, like iPhones. They typically have one or two buttons, right? Now, when he was young, Steve Jobs used to spend hours with his father in the family garage, taking apart and reassembling, desmontando y montando, all sorts of electronic devices. And by the age of 21, he had released the first Apple computer with his friend and later business partner, Steve Wozniak. Now, Steve Jobs and the Apple co-founder Wozniak were recognized as pioneers of the microcomputer revolution that took place in the late 70s into the early 80s. But it was he had an interesting professional career. There was a power struggle at Apple, and he was basically forced out of the company that he founded. So he left Apple. He took a few of its members with him, and he started a company called Next, a computer platform development company specializing in state-of-the-art computers, so high-end computers. And he also helped to initiate the development of the visual effects industry when he founded the graphics division of Lucasfilm in 1986. Now, this new company was called Pixar. Now, Pixar, you may know, would go on to produce the first fully computer animated film, Toy Story. They've gone on to make, I don't know, dozens at least of these animated films, maybe surely more. And it was the success of Toy Story, in fact, that made, made Pixar work. It was a bit of a gamble, but the film worked very well. It was very profitable. In 1997, Apple acquired and merged with Next, allowing Jobs to become the CEO once again. So he was working with Next. Apple took over Next, and Steve Jobs became part of the company again, allowing him to move to the top and become CEO of Apple, a company that was struggling. Despite having the money to buy Next, they were really struggling financially. But with Steve Jobs back, he revolutionized the way we consume music with the iPad and the iPhone, and later with the iPhone. Now, Steve Jobs died in 2011 at the age of 57 of pancreatic cancer. So when we say podcast, it comes from the term iPod. So we have the iPod invented by Steve Jobs, and a podcast was an audio file that was meant to be shared and played on iPods. It would be cast, it would be sent off, cast to the pod. So we have broadcast, and then we have a podcast going out to iPods originally. And now, I suppose some people may have iPods still, but the concept of the podcast certainly lives on and has created its own space in the media world, and a very important one, in fact. And like I said earlier, Bruce Springsteen, I just discovered this today, I have to check it out, Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama are hosting a podcast together. It's an ongoing thing. They have apparently two or three episodes already released. Anyway, how about some facts? Why don't we get back to Tiger Woods? I was talking about him earlier. Such an interesting career. Started off so young. Let's take a look at some interesting facts about Tiger Woods. It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. A world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting.
And that's a fact.
All right, here we have some interesting facts about Tiger Woods, the greatest modern-day golfer. I mean, I'm not saying he's the best right now, but I think you could say, you could at least argue that he is the best golfer of the last 25 years. I think that's probably a safe argument to make. His real name is Eldrick Taunt Woods. Eldrick because it has his father's initials in the start and his mother's initials at the end. And Taunt is a traditional Thai name. And he has Thai roots. Many think of Tiger Woods as being black, and he does have African-American roots as well, but also Thai. And he was born in California. His father was in the army and named his son Tiger because of a fellow soldier and friend, a colonel in the military who was also known as Tiger. So he's given that nickname, ese apodo. He first started playing golf at the Navy golf course, which his dad had access to. And he shot 9 holes. He had 48 shots for 9 holes at the age of 3. Oh, my God. I mean, I play 9 holes and it takes me like 70 shots. He was 3 years old and he shot 9 holes in 48. My God, that's incredible. He first broke 80 at the age of 8. So this is over 18 holes, and 70 at the age of 12. He had an incredible amateur career, winning the U.S. Amateur Championship 3 years in a row, from 94 to 96. He was the only person to do that. And he enjoys all kinds of sports. He loves basketball as well, soccer, and also diving. He opened his own golf course in Texas in 2016. And at age 24, he became the youngest golfer to win the career Grand Slam, the 2019 Zozo Championship. And he tied Sam Snead for the most PGA Tour wins ever with 82. He has his own foundation, the Tiger Woods Foundation, which helps children worldwide with education. And they've raised over $10 million. He attended Stanford University for a few years. For 2 years, he didn't graduate. Instead, he said, you know what, I think I'll just focus on playing golf, something that worked out well for him. Tiger Woods is also... We're talking, someone's talking about Tiger Woods, eh? For people that are just tuning in, saying, what is he talking about? Tiger Woods, he's a Buddhist, it's Budista, Tiger Woods. Another fact, he has spent 683 weeks at number one in the official world golf ranking, more than double people like Greg Norman, who has the second longest number of weeks at number one. He talks with a stutter, or he had a stutter as a child. A stutter is when you speak like that. But you overcame by taking classes at school and talking to his dog. He said he would talk to his dog at night, and that helped him get over his stutter. His current girlfriend is one who he met. They started dating in 2017. He met when he was managing, or sorry, she was managing one of his restaurants in the United States. So he has several restaurants, apparently, and she was one of the managers, and they met. and have been dating ever since. That was 3 years ago now. So there you go. There you have it. There's a bunch of facts about Tiger Woods, who sadly was in a car accident yesterday. So we wish Tiger the best. Hopefully he is feeling better soon. And I'll keep you up to date on that. I'll keep you updated on that as we monitor the status of Tiger Woods after yesterday's car crash. All right, we have questions from listeners, as always. Let's get into it with today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, it's time for By Request, Inglés a la carta. And yes, we have Elena, who says, Kyle, could you please explain the difference between other and another? Well, okay. Well, I feel like I talked about this, in fact, earlier on in the show. At the start of the show, we did some translation with this. And we said, for example, dame otro libro. Give me another book. Dame el otro libro. Give me the other book. So we can practice a little bit more. Why don't we go back to that exercise? As I said before, another is used when we talk about objects that are not specific and in the singular. Whereas other would be used in the plural. Okay, for example, dame otro, give me another. Or you could say, give me another book. Dame otro libro, give me another book. Dame otro, give me another, or give me another one. He gave me another book. And then he gave me another one. He gave me other books. And then he gave me some others. He gave me the red book. And then he gave me the other one, el otro. He gave me other important books. And then he gave me the others, los otros. No quiero este, quiero otro. I don't want this one. I want another one. No quiero este, quiero el otro. I don't want this one. I want the other one. Dame el otro que tienes. Give me the other one you have. El otro que tienes, the other one you have. Tiene que haber otra forma. There must be another way. Esto es para ti, y esto es para los demás. This is for you, and this is for the others. Me gusta ese coche, pero también me gustan otros. I like that car. But I also like others. Pero también me gustan las me gustan otros. I like others. I like that one, but I also like others. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. I think the best way to practice with this is through a little bit of translation and just reinforcing the ideas through translation and working with those sentences out loud. So remember, if you missed part of it and you say, oh, me gusta ese repaso de la gramática. Well, you can always listen to the show again. You can listen on iVox.com to the podcast of today's show. You can find the podcast and you can work with it again until you get those translation sentences right. Until they come natural, until they become much easier for you. Because practice makes perfect. Let's try three more sentences of translation. Vamos a tratar with you tres frases más. Okay, three more sentences. Hay otro problema también. There's another problem too. Yeah, there's another problem too. Hay otro problema también. Qué pena. There's another problem too. Estuve con él el otro día. I was with him the other day. El otro día. The other day. I was with him the other day. Hay otros asuntos que resolver también. There are other matters to resolve too. There are other matters to resolve too. También. Okay, so I hope that is a good enough review for you as we get into those questions. So remember, another, you know, another can mean an additional, an extra. It's used with the singular, right? It can be used as a pronoun without a noun or with one, right? Those books are wonderful. Could I have another one? Or those cakes, let's say, so something other than a book. Those cakes are wonderful. Could I have another one? We can also use another before few. And when a number of things is mentioned, for example, I'm staying for another few weeks. We need another 3 chairs. So here it's like essentially meaning alternative. I think we should consult another doctor. Have you got any other colors? Or are these the only ones? Now, as for others, other is basically used alone. It refers to a noun that has been mentioned previously. So I could say, well, Tino's arrived. I have to tell the others. The others, like, meaning the other people. Right? Like saying, los demás. The rest of the people. Anyway, there you go with some different uses of other and another. But I think the best way to practice that really is through those translation sentences. But let's move on now and have a look at a little bit of today's pronunciation.
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No. I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No. I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
All right, pronunciation. This is an easy one today. Eso es muy fácil. I want to talk about the ing sound. Ing, ing. Boring. Snoring. Singing. Right? Sing. Cantar. To sing. A song. Sing a song for the king. Right? So the I is the ing sound and the ong also. So the ing sound is, it's not the same as in. This is the problem. I hear some people say it was very, boring. No, boring, snoring, swing, sting. So you have to close, you touch basically the back part of your tongue touches up to the roof of your mouth, the top of your mouth, to close off the end. You have the end sound and then you close it off momentarily to complete that G sound. Nothing, anything, something, everything. Who's snoring this morning? It's annoying. ¿Quién está roncando esta mañana? Es molesto. Who's snoring this morning? It's annoying. Algo es mejor que nada, pero no tan bueno como todo. Eso sí. Something is better than nothing, but not as good as everything. Something is better than nothing, but not as good as everything. Okay, so the ing, not the same as the IN. Right? You have to create that little G sound at the end. Okay, earlier on in the show, just before we end, we have about 3 minutes. We started off the show, well, earlier in the first half hour, we were practicing adjectives, and we reviewed several adjectives, but I want to look at a few more as a productive way to spend the last few minutes of today's Drive Time show. Hay algo suelto en el sobre. Hay algo suelto. There's something loose in the envelope. Now, how do you spell the word loose? L-O-O-S-E. Loose de suelto, two O's. If you say lose, as in perder, vamos a perder, we're going to lose. L-O-S-E, this is one O. Okay, but loose de suelto is two O's. El tornillo está demasiado flojo. The screw is too loose. El tornillo, the screw, is too loose. Es un lugar muy solitario. It's a very lonely place. Muy solitario. It's a very lonely, lonely place. Es un lugar muy solitario. Eso sí. La música está demasiado alta. The music is too loud. The music is too loud. We're not going to say it's too high, right? We'll say the music is too loud. Hicieron un trabajo chapucero. They did a lousy job. Chapucero, we would say lousy, lousy. They did a lousy job. Chapucero, lousy. Okay, we are out of time. We're more than out of time. I'm going to have to finish there, but I want to thank you for listening, everybody, to the program today. And you can find me in a few minutes on Instagram. I'll be doing a free review of the content of today's program on my Instagram account. You can find me there at I'm Kyle Miller. And I will also save that into my free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. If you're a Facebook user, you can get the extra review class for free right there at English with Kyle on Facebook. Make sure you join the free group. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Drive Time Show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Urban Camps, aventuras e inglés. Este verano no dejes que se te escapen.
Avon English class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English.